I understand from the documents that you provided to council that you were willing to sign a five-year covenant that would restrict for the development at the site.
Yep, I've offered, that's one concession which I've offered to RMR or Northlands. There are three real main ones. Most significant one is that I'm offering a right of way through my property. Because if you look at the original master development plan, Northlands or RMR, the only way they access all of their land to the south is through a road that goes through my property. Without that right of way, all of their property to the south is basically useless. I'm offering that right of way. It's a big concession and it's a large financial benefit to Northlands in going on forward. The other concessions that I've offered to put in a surface lift that would link the old base ski hill back up to the last spike to get back to the resort and to look at reinvigorating those few little runs at the bottom. I'll be honest, that's an offer that really benefits me. More so, it does give the resort something else to talk about. It allows them to have a little bit more beginner terrain. Say there's another lift, it benefits me by allowing my area to become ski in, ski out with the resort. But the benefit of that to the resort is that ultimately my guests will be the resort's guests. People right. are coming to go skiing, they're going to come to go and ride the pipe. Hopefully at some point in the not too distant future, they're going to come to go mountain biking, they're going to come to go hiking, do all the things that a Four Seasons resort does. And so that connectivity in the long term will service the resort as much or more than me. And then finally, as you originally brought up, David, the no build covenant, from the pushback from Northlands at the beginning, I said, okay, to alleviate that, I will put a no build covenant on 75% of the property for 5 years. Initially, that was tied with them updating their master development plan. That was seen as not to be a good idea. I withdrew tying it to anything, and it's now just a straightforward no build covenant for 5 years. As the resort claim, they want to do things, got 5 years to do it. Mm-hmm. That 5 years, on top of the 8 years that they've already been the sole owner, and on top of the 2 years that it was owned by Don Simpson and his group, that 5 years would take us to the 15th year anniversary of Revelstoke Mountain Resort. Now, when the initial master plan and plans were put out, that was a 15-year plan. That resort should be built within a 15-year period. Quite frankly, if they have up until the 15th year anniversary, during which time they should have developed and built the ski hill, what is there to object to somebody else doing something?
That's interesting. You'd think that they'd jump at something like this.
You would think they would. My wife has got a long history in the ski industry, 20-odd some years with Whistler Blackcomb, and we are very familiar with the senior management at Whistler Blackcomb as a result. Yeah, when these objections first of all started coming in from RMR or from Northlands, we scratched our head and stood back, asked, are we doing the right thing? Are they right? Are we going to cause the resort to dive and die? Yeah, because obviously that's a concern for us. We don't want that to happen. We asked the many people we know in the ski industry. These are people who have been running and operating ski resorts for a very long time. What would your opinion be if somebody brought this proposal to you? Unanimously, the response was, we would be rolling out the red carpet for you. More beds mean more heads. More heads on beds mean more lift tickets. More lift tickets means more revenue, means more profit, means more food and beverage sales, means more apparel sales, means more, more, more. We would be rolling out the red carpet.
You're now under attack through a fairly direct campaign.
Very, very aggressive, yes.
What would you like to say to clear up any misconceptions that are floating out there right now?
First of all, this is not a village. There is nothing in the zoning to allow it to be a village. We are here in Revelstoke. We live here. This is our home. We're going to make sure this development in the first stages and other stages, whatever the shape they may take, are done in the best way possible. And we stand by the fact that this is complementary to the ski hill and will enhance skier visits and growth at RMR. I hope that RMR and Northlands can actually see that it does do that.
You know, this is very interesting because I remember, of course, I was here when all of this first began, but there was a lot of discussion here in town amongst people connected with the city and ordinary citizens about what would this development mean and what needs to happen in order for it to work. And one of the phrases that came out of that was that the resort cannot be seen to be the tail wagging the dog.
There are a lot of threats, I think, being made to not just myself, but also the city, and the implications that this rezoning may have. If we step back and look at what's happened in the last 8 years, unfortunately, there hasn't been any on-hill development. The resort has basically stalled. We still keep getting Northlands referring back to the global financial crisis of 2008. Yes, there was a global financial crisis in 2008. Since then, the rest of the world has moved on, and so has Revelstoke. You look at resorts that are doing well, and you look at resorts that are doing badly. Resorts that do well have continual momentum. They have continual investment. They continually upgrade. It's the nature of the beast. You have to do it. You look at resorts that struggle, resorts that don't, property values are going down, skier numbers declining or peaked. They're the resorts that don't do anything. The Northlands website, they have a now retired ski hill designer, developer who quotes the example of Red Mountain. I'm very pleased he did, because they claim in their submission that allowing complementary or competing property development was the reason why Red Mountain failed. If you look on the city website and look at my response to Harry Measure, and also a letter written in by Jill Almond, who is a ski hill designer, the reasons why Red Mountain failed was not because of competing development, but was because the initial ownership didn't invest. Since 2008, we've had a change in ownership at Red Mountain, and they have increased skier terrain, they've put in new lifts, they've put in training centres, they've done all sorts of matter of things. Red Mountain, as a result, has seen skier numbers grow, has seen development back on track. It's ranked the number one alpine ski resort in BC for 2016, and it's one of a few resorts in Canada ranked in the top 25 in North America. As we can see, it's not development at the base which is the issue, it's on hill. If you don't have momentum, nobody's coming, nobody's buying. And the other issue with buying, a lot of problems with the infrastructure that was installed by Northlands when they took the resort over. There's a laundry list of deficiencies. In the 8 years since they've owned it, they've corrected very few to none of those deficiencies. There are owners today who bought lots on Monashee Estates in good faith who can't get a building permit. This is some 8 years on. They paid full price. What is Northlands doing to rectify this? Nothing. And then they say, turn around to you and say, well, if we can sell our real estate, we can put more infrastructure in. Take you 2 minutes with a realtor to work out that you can't get a building permit for it. There's something quite wrong.
What other deficiencies are there?
I think it's mainly to do with the infrastructure and sewage works. On my response to RMR, I attached a letter dated October 2012, signed by Bob Gagliardi, actually, where they admit those deficiencies. That's 4 years ago. They haven't corrected those deficiencies, so you now have owners who are very upset and dissatisfied and, quite frankly, don't want to come back to Revelstoke. Their aim, their dream was to build their family ski vacation home here. Their dream was to build chalets that they would operate to drive more tourism here. That's become a nightmare.
David, thank you very much.
David, thank you. Sean, thank you.